Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. For lovers of Baroque music on period instruments, it might be difficult to imagine a world before the influence of the early music movement. But this week on Harmonia, we'll explore that other sound world with historical recordings by Nadia Boulanger, Wilhelm Furtwängler, Russell Oberlin, and Johannes Sommery. We'll also listen to a new release by theorbist Raphael Bonavita. Music of Alessandro Piccinini. His Corrente and Chacona was performed by theorbist Rafael Bonavita. These pieces by Piccinini, along with those of Castaldi and Capsburger, appear as part of a new recording for solo theorbo that was recently released on the Enchiriades label. With historical performance being an integrated part of the music scene today, some of you will have difficulty remembering a time before it was relatively easy to hear a period ensemble live or on any number of recordings. But there were few pioneers before the middle of the 20th century who performed music of the Baroque, other than J.S. Bach. Nadia Boulanger was one such visionary who explored the music of Monteverdi as well as her native French heritage. We'll hear Boulanger directing her ensemble in a performance of Claudio Monteverdi's Zeffiro Torna and Chiome d'Oro.
El sole sparge. Se parlate mi piace.
Music of Monteverdi as heard on a historical recording by an ensemble under the direction of Nadia Boulanger. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to pre-early music movement recordings of Baroque repertoire. Cover historical recordings from the early to mid-20th century, and you'll keep on running into one name, J.S. Bach. With dozens upon dozens to choose from, you might assume that we had difficulty in finding something unique for you to hear. In fact, we did come across a special performance of the Fifth Brandenburg Concerto from 1950. We'll hear the first movement of a live recording by Wilhelm Furtwängler as director and piano soloist with the Vienna Philharmonic. Thank you. The first movement from J.S. Bach's Brandenburg Concerto No. 5. Wilhelm Furtwängler led the Vienna Philharmonic from the piano soloist's seat in a live recording from 1950. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at www.earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to historical recordings of Baroque music on modern instruments. Before there was a proliferation of countertenors and the inevitable superstars, there were just two names, Russell Oberlin and Alfred Deller. Oberlin was America's answer to the well-respected Englishman Deller. While Oberlin was a founding member of one of America's earliest period ensembles, he of course appears on many recordings accompanied by modern instruments. In celebration of his 80th birthday this year, we'll hear him sing two lively Handel arias from a recording just re-released on the Deutsche Grammophon label. Thank you. The unique voice of countertenor Russell Oberlin, performing two Handel opera arias, Their Land Brought Forth Frogs and Vivi Tiranno. Thomas Dunn directed the Baroque Chamber Orchestra. ¶¶ Welcome back to Harmonia. Our program this week is entitled Early Music, Modern Instruments, and Historical Recordings. The next and final piece may be considered the most unhistorical of the recordings heard on the program. In fact, it was recorded in the early 1970s, just as the early music movement was hitting its stride. So, why is it relevant, you might ask? Well, in 1973, the English Chamber Orchestra, under the direction of Johannes Somary, recorded Handel's entire Royal Fireworks music in a way that had not been previously done. They made history by recording the piece with the instrumentation originally called for by the composer. 24 oboes, 12 bassoons, 9 trumpets, 9 French horns, and percussion. The overture to Handel's Music for the Royal Fireworks was performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, directed by Johannes Somari. Our new release of the week features Rafael Bonavita in his first solo Theorbo recording of music by Alessandro Piccinini, Bellerofonte Castaldi, and Giovanni Girolamo Capsburger, released on the Enchiriades label. We'll hear two pieces of music by Capsburger, a Passacaglia, and Canario.
Thank you.
A Passacaglia and Canario by Giovanni Girolamo Capsburger, performed on the Theorbo by Raphael Bonavita. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ether Game musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.